about a name that holds the fullness of God's love, of His power, and of God's nearness to us. That name is Emmanuel. God with us. That's what Emmanuel means. God with us. When we hear that name, it should stir something deep inside our spirit, because it's more than just a title. It's more than just a name. It's a promise. A promise fulfilled. A hope realized. And a truth that can transform every moment of our lives. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 says, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Emmanuel is God's promise to us that He will be present with us. Emmanuel is not a new idea. It's a revelation of God's eternal desire to dwell with His people. From the Garden of Eden to the birth of Jesus, God has always wanted to be near us. The prophet Isaiah spoke of Emmanuel during a time when the people of Israel felt abandoned and afraid. Have you ever felt like that? Abandoned and afraid? It was a time of darkness and uncertainty. Have you ever felt that? Yet God gave them a promise. Yet God gives you a promise this afternoon. A Savior was coming who would embody His presence and redeem His people. We serve a God who doesn't stay distant in the struggles that we face. He is with us. He enters into our pain. He enters into our brokenness, and He enters into our confusion. He's not just the God above us or the God around us. He is God with us. That right now, even as we are sitting here, He is Emmanuel. God is with us. Right now. In this very moment, in every moment of your life, He is with us. Isn't that beautiful? You see, His presence with us is His promise to us. Emmanuel is God in human flesh. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the name Emmanuel became a living reality. Imagine it, the Creator of the universe stepping into creation. The one who holds all power choosing the form of a helpless baby. This is huge. This is huge. God, the Creator of everything, chose to become a feeble baby in human flesh. The eternal Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us. God's only Son. To come to be with us and to set us free from our sin and our pain. And our confusion and our brokenness and our hurt. That was not just a baby in the manger. But it was God in the flesh coming into the world to set us free so we could have a relationship with God. He is Emmanuel, God with us. John 1 verse 14 says, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, from Father God, full of grace and full of truth. Did you hear that? He came with a package of grace and truth. You want to look for the truth? You're not going to find it out there. You're not going to find it on social media. You want truth? It's yeah. The truth is yeah. This is the truth, the Word of God. And if you don't want to open up the pages because you think it's for old people like me, then there are apps that you can open. Bible Gateway app. Yes. You don't even have to read it. You can actually press play and it'll read the Word to you. You want the truth? Get the app. Amen. Start listening to it. Start reading it. Full of grace and truth. Let's not take this lightly. God didn't send an angel or a prophet to bridge the gap between heaven and earth. He came Himself. Do you get that? God came Himself. Why? Because only God with us could reconcile us to Himself. Only Emmanuel could live a life that was sinless, to die a sacrificial death for you and me, and rise from the dead in victorious power. If you ever feel unworthy of God's love, I want you to remember this name, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with you, God with us. We don't need to feel lonely and afraid. He didn't wait for us to clean ourselves up in our lives or to earn His favor. While we were still sinners, Christ came for us. He came for you. He came for me. For the whole world. Emmanuel is God in our everyday lives. But here's the beauty. It wasn't just a name for 2,000 years ago. It's a reality for today. The same strength of the name Emmanuel 2,000 years ago is the same strength that is present right here, right now, in this moment for you and I. And we can have an overflow this afternoon of God with us.
Amen.
And my prayer is that you will sense His presence this afternoon. In your individual needs, that in your souls you will feel Jesus Christ as God with me. This is huge. Jesus' final words in Matthew 28, verse 20, to His disciples were a promise. He said, "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Did you hear that? God with us. Surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. through the Holy Spirit. Emmanuel is alive and he is active in your life right now. The same Jesus who walked on water and calmed the storm is walking with you through your challenges. The same Jesus who healed the sick and raised the dead is with you in your moments of despair. I don't know what you're facing today. Maybe you're walking through grief or battling anxiety or struggling with doubt. But hear this afternoon. Emmanuel is with you. He is with you in the storm, with you in your waiting, with you in your victories, and with you when you're walking through the dark valleys. His presence is constant and unshakable. Emmanuel, Jesus, God's gift to all of us, to all of humanity. The angel declared in Luke chapter 2, verse 10, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Emmanuel is for everyone, rich and poor, young and old, the saint and the sinner. Jesus didn't come for those who are righteous. He came for the broken. He came for the lost. He came for the forgotten. Think about the shepherds who were the first to hear of Emmanuel's birth. They were ordinary people, marginalized and overlooked. Yet God revealed the greatest news in history to them. That's the heart of Emmanuel. God doesn't just come to the powerful or to the privileged. He comes to you and to me. No matter who you are or where you've been, Emmanuel is God's gift to you. He is the God who sees you, loves you, and calls you his own. And as we reflect on Emmanuel this afternoon, let's ask ourselves, what does this mean to us personally? Are we living with the awareness that God is truly with us? Or have we allowed fear, doubt, or busyness to cloud that truth? Here's what I know. When you embrace Emmanuel, everything changes. You can face tomorrow because he is with you. You can overcome fear because he is with you. You can find peace because his presence surrounds you.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to close this with a word of encouragement from Romans 8, verse 31. It says, oh, I love this one. Are your ears open? Yes. Your hearts ready to receive? Romans 8, 31. If God is for us, who can be against us?
Hallelujah.
Wow. If God is for us, who can be against us?
Hallelujah.
God is not only for you, he is with you. Emmanuel is the name that breaks chains, that heals hearts, that fills us with hope. This Christmas, we can be filled with hope and love and joy and peace because of God with us, because of Emmanuel.
Thank you, Lord.
So let's leave here today walking in the power and in the peace of Emmanuel. Let's carry the light of God's presence into a dark world that desperately needs to know that our God is not far away. He is near. He is Emmanuel. He is with you. till the end of the age.
And you will walk.
He walks with you. My brother, come stand here with me. Just follow me. He walks with us closely. Walk away from me. But we walk away sometimes. But Jesus stays close. In the storm, in the trial. And when we come back to Him and we cry out to Him, Emmanuel, be with me. God, be with me. He never leaves us. He's always there. He's always there. He's always there. He's always there. Can you hold on to this truth this afternoon? Say it after me. I'm not alone.
I'm not alone.
So I challenge you. Just be very quiet now. Just to open up your hands to receive from Jesus. Lord, fill me with your presence. Fill me with your presence, Lord. Just let him touch you. Let him touch your heart and touch your soul this afternoon. Ask him for his peace. Ask him for his provision for you. Ask him to take away the anxiety, to take away the fear. Take away the confusion and to show you the light of His truth. He is with you. Pray, Lord, that your presence would just fill this place now. Your glory would be upon this place. That you'll reveal yourself afresh to each one of us. It's your presence. Just receive it. Receive it. It's free. Just come as you are. Just receive it. Feel the love of Jesus. Do you feel it? Do you feel that love of Jesus? Beautiful presence of Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. Hand it over. Say, Lord, I fill me with your presence now. Fill me with your presence, Lord. To take away confusion, the chaos, the hurt, the pain, the brokenness. open up to you now, Lord. Because you are with me. You can do this at home as well. When you're feeling like life's becoming overwhelming and the difficulties and challenges start stacking up in front of you. If you're fearful and in despair, you can do this at home. Just sit in the presence of Jesus. Just say, Lord, I need you. I know you're with me. Just reveal yourself to me afresh. Fill me with your presence. Emmanuel. God with us. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Come, let us adore. Come, let us adore him. Oh, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. For you alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord. All the glory, we'll give you all the glory, we'll give him all the glory, Christ. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Can we just all just declare individually with our mouths, God is with us. Come on, say it.
God is with us.
Hallelujah.